5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts. Oh, I was going to say Barry. Crystal.
And Barry.
Riggs.
Yeah.
It's taken us like 10 minutes to record this intro.
Yeah, because someone has the giggles.
It's not my fault.
Oh, sorry.
You're being ridiculously adorable.
I am so adorable. But sorry we getting this a day later than normal, but I was
whiny
sicky yesterday. Oh. I didn't want to record. But I'm feeling better today, so here we are.
Here we are.
And let's go to the first segment of our show. Which is
our crazy circus?
I got it all mixed up because I was doing what I usually do with my other shows. But the transition what we do into this is
you're just plugging in cheap advertising again.
Let's talk about our crazy circus.
CosmicGeek.net.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week. What do we got this week?
Do 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 do
stories.
Well, so, today...
That sounded a lot like McDonald's. Do-do-do-do-do, I'm loving it.
That should be our song.
That's right.
That's our song.
Yeah, they get enough money from us.
I know. Okay, so, we mentioned a few weeks ago that Jay was sick.
Yes.
They wanted to check her ears, and so they were going to refer us to an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, and they told us that they'd call us when the referral went through. So today, we're outside putting groceries in the car, or in the, from the car to the house. And the mailman comes by, and I happen to meet him there and got the mail. And I see a letter for Jay, and I open it up, and it says, "You have a referral appointment on October 3rd at 4 p.m., which was
in 2 hours.
Today, an hour and a half after I opened this letter. Yeah. An hour after the kids get home. And this is in a town that's 30 minutes away, so it's not like I could just be like, la la la. And so the kids get home, and I'm like, put your shoes on! We gotta get going!
We gotta go!
Yeah, so, which they had already told their friends that they were going to play outside. So it was already like, what? That's not fair!
Well, they should know better to say that anyway, because they have to do their homework first thing usually when they come home anyway.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. So we drive to the town. We get in there. And the kids were a little crazy. But it was nice because the lady checking me in, I mean, my kids were climbing all over the place, running, chasing. And she was like, oh, you have 4 kids? I had 5 kids. And they were all, I had them all within, what'd she say, 6 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, you get me.
You understand.
My people. So that was nice.
So she was nice to you then.
Yeah. Then we get into the doctor's office and the lady, the nurse says, okay, I'm going to go get the vitals machine and I'll be right back. And everyone's like, what is she getting? And I said, oh, she's getting that machine that checks your fart beat.
Your fart beat.
I slipped.
Nice.
And the kids laughed for like 20 minutes. Fart beat? They're going to check your farts? I was like, come on, guys.
Yeah, you're never going to live that one down.
But it's nice that I'm hilarious to younger audiences.
That's right. That's the age. That's about the right age range for your humor.
Yep. Ugh. What?
Fart beats.
I have really smart humor.
Smart. Right.
What's that word for adults?
Mature.
I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Fart beat. Anyway, so that was embarrassing. And then, so the nurse finally took the vitals and left, and the kids were going crazy. And so I'm on Facebook, you know, just ignoring them as they climb on the walls and everything. Someone posted this thing of cat videos, not videos, pictures of dogs and cats. It was funny. And so I was like, kids, look at this. And so we're all crowded around my phone.
Was it the pictures of dogs catching treats being thrown to them?
No, but that one's adorable.
That one's cool, too.
No, this is the one where it was like, owners take pictures of their pets, and then it explains why they took the picture.
Oh, right.
You know, like, this is my dog when I fed it at something or whatever. And so I'm reading into the kids, and we do not have delicate laughs. So we're all, like, belly laughing in this room. And we're right outside the station where all the nurses are. And I'm like, we sound psycho. Because every 2 minutes we're like,
they probably loved it.
But it was fun. It was actually like, this was a great moment. Sure, it was involved or revolved around Facebook. But I'll take what I could get.
That's right. Win!
So it was good. It wasn't too bad. A little chaotic.
Sweet. What else you got for me?
It's another one of those weeks.
I did stuff.
So our kids are taking a free art class. And everyone that knows me here physically has heard this story. So it's a repeat for my circle.
My people.
Anyway, so our kids are taking a free art class after school on Wednesdays downtown. So I drop the kids off. And I'm killing time with the two littles. And we go to this little store. Downtown, and we walk in, and I can't see anyone working the counter, and this little white dog comes up to us, and I'm like, I can't see him. I'm like, is it okay if we pet your dog? And I hear this voice saying, oh, yeah. So the kids are all loving on it and rubbing up against it and everything, and then it rolls over, and I want to get in on this, so I bend over, and the dog rolls over on its back so we can rub its tummy, and I look, and it is covered in little black bugs. Fleas.
Fleas.
And I don't know. I think it's because our kids had lice last year that I was like, don't touch the dog. Or just the fact that it's bugs.
Yeah.
But it grossed me out. And I mean, it's a white dog with black bugs, so you could see him. And then he rolled over and I could see his back was covered in them. Those aren't dots. Those are bugs.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, kids, stop touching the dog.
Gross.
And then the lady comes over and I'm like, your dog has fleas, which... Actually, I didn't say it. I just pointed, like,
look at those! Look at it!
And she goes, oh, yeah, I've been trying to give him medicine. And then she picks up her dog and is snuggling with it, nestled into her bosom. And while we're chatting, and mind you, I'm an actress, but my face was not acting. I was like, aah! So she's holding this dog, and while we're chatting nonchalantly, she's just in there picking the fleas off and tossing them onto the carpet. And then I was like, I have to get out of here. But I don't want to be rude. So I'm like, let's look around, guys. And it was... Oh.
Probably one of the worst experiences ever.
It was. So we get out of there. And we don't own pets. I don't know anything about fleas.
Yeah.
So I go over to our car and I check all of our kids. Because immediately I'm like, we're going to get lice. It makes sense in my head, okay?
Oh, right, right.
And so I inspect all the kids.
Because... Didn't you know fleas turn into lice?
They do. I know they don't, but still, it felt... They're similar. I don't want our kids being bitten. I don't want to be bitten. So anyway, every mole on my body, I was like, ah! Fleas! So then I get in my car and I'm Googling, like, can humans get fleas? And they can. So I was justified.
Yeah. But... It's okay.
Anyway... I felt bad, but I stayed and I chatted, and I pretended to be comfortable.
Good job.
So, life lesson for the kids. They saw me in action being something.
Nice to...
fake nice.
Fake nice. That's right.
It was bad. It was awful.
Like it's kind of like a white lie.
Anyway, that was my moment.
Awesome.
I like how my list is fleas, cheese, and toilet paper.
That should be the name of our episode.
It should.
Fleas, cheese, and toilet paper. Well, I did do something. Actually, I took the girls for an overnight camp out.
Yay!
It was a daddy-daughter camp out with our church. And so after work, I came home and picked up the girls, and we went and... They had fun playing with their friends that, you know, from church, you know, that were there with their dads, and I sat around the campfire and gorged myself with hot dogs and s'mores and talked to the guys and
see, and yet you appear to be a really involved father.
I know, right?
Just by being there.
That's right.
Those are the kind of activities I love.
Hey, I set up our tent, and our tent was the hangout tent. All the little kids went in our tent and were playing and having a good time, and even some of the other dads were like, they're like, wow, you're handling this pretty well. And I'm like, ah, they'll be fine. If they get hurt, they could hurt. And they're like, oh, they're like, I was more worried about your tent. And I'm like, ah, it's okay. You can always patch it up, I guess. But they were having such a good time, I wasn't about to yell at them. But I did go over there once when I saw them all sitting in a circle. I went over there and I'm like, guys, no scary stories.
Oh, thank you.
And one of the girls is like, oh, that's just what we were about to do.
Oh, really? Yeah. I hadn't heard that. That's funny.
And then I was like, well, don't do it. And so they didn't. They kind of, you know, went to, you know, roughhousing again.
Our kids are so sensitive.
And so I'm glad I caught that before that happened.
Yeah.
But we were there probably for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And Lacey comes over and she's like, ah! And she had a sliver in her hand already.
Oh.
And so, and I'm like trying to get it. I'm like, okay. No. Was it? Yeah, it was Lacey that had it.
And that girl.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to have to pull out my knife and see if I can get the sliver out.
Oh my gosh.
And so I pulled out.
It's like the most horrifying statement in the world.
And so I pulled out my knife and I was trying to get the sliver out. And I'm like, oh, it's not working. And I'm like, and then I remembered, oh, I have tweezers in the first aid kit. And so.
Look at you.
So I went over and busted out the first aid kit and I was able to finagle the tweezers in there and I was able to pull out the sliver. So.
Tweezers should always come before a big hunting knife.
It's not a just hunting saying. Knife. It's a pocket knife.
It's a giant blade in your pocket. Doesn't mean it's a pocket knife.
That's right. What? Well, it's in my pocket. And then later, she got injured again or something like that, and I had to, like, put a Band-Aid on it. And
let me get my knife!
And so I was just like, oh, okay. Well, and it was funny, because last camp out, Grayson was the one to fall into the cactus.
Right.
So I'm just like, my kids are the ones that get injured! Yay! But no, it was a very positive experience, and we had a good time. And not the greatest night's sleep, but not the worst night's sleep, and we got up, had good breakfast, and then packed up and came home. So,
meanwhile, I had boys.
Yeah.
Boys and mom night. I need a better name. I can't. I've been
mother
thinking.
Son night.
That's not cool.
Sunny money. Mommy.
Sunny money.
Mommy and sons. Mommy and babes.
No, that's the worst one.
Like my little babes.
Oh. Or like I'm a babe. Anyway.
Mommy is a babe.
Cooler name coming soon, but, so while Barry was out with the girls, I was home with the two boys, and Barry and I were interviewed on the radio a few days ago about our podcast, this podcast!
Yeah!
And to thank us for being on the show, we were given coupons to a pizza place.
Yeah!
Which, I'm not saying that sarcastically, I was really excited.
Yeah, we like pizza.
And so, have we mentioned we're buying a house, so our funds are a little lower? And so I was like, dude, guys, I'm taking you to go get pizza. And I'm not even paying for it.
Yeah.
So it was exciting to go out. And then I spent $5 on arcade games.
Ooh.
And earned us enough tickets to buy a single Jolly Rancher and a little plastic keychain.
Keychain and a candy.
I could have bought for $1, but it's the experience.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
A Jolly Rancher. Anyway, and then so we came home, and I have been really not wanting our family to see Angry Birds.
Right.
Because the whole concept is awful to me. But I thought, what better movie to watch with the boys than
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. So I rented that, and sure enough, the whole time I was like, ugh.
This movie's lame.
Actually, the whole time I'm like, I feel like I should write a paper about this. That's how nerdy
the
I am.
The psychology about yeah, Angry Birds.
I really was.
By Crystal Ricks.
Because I had to take that psychology class where we had to interpret movies.
Yeah.
I think that all the time. Anyway, so. But the whole time Jackson's like, I don't like this movie. Because he's tired. So finally I'm like, go to bed. Oh, and we had put all of our mattresses in the living room to watch the movie, which is tradition, as I was reminded.
Yes.
And so I put Jack in his bed after the movie's over, and he just tosses and turns, and he says, I don't like this bed. And so I said, do you want me to put you in bed, in our bed? Because that's where he usually sleeps, is in our bed. Or
that's where he falls asleep.
Yeah.
And then we transfer him.
Yeah. And so he goes to bed in here, and I'm like, sweet, this is going to be easy. And then at 4 in the morning, I wake up to something falling on me, and Jackson's tossing and turning, and I'm like, get off! So I roll over, and I'm holding him in a bear hug, trying to get him to fall asleep, which is killing my shoulder. So we toss and turn and fight each other for like half an hour, and then finally he looks at me and goes, I hungry!
Which is, I'm hungry.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Go get a cheese. So he goes... I had him go get his own cheese. He gets his cheese, and I give it to him. And he just lays down in his bed and is eating the cheese. And then falls asleep. And I was like, you couldn't have told me that an hour ago! So I didn't sleep well. You didn't sleep well. And Sunday was rough.
Well, at least you were on a mattress. I was on the ground. So, yeah, roughing it.
Speaking of Jackson eating... Quick sub story.
Okay.
The other night we were eating. What were we eating? Something snacky. Oh, I remember.
Chips and dip?
No, it was the when he got back from the camp out, the girls took a bath and I had chocolate chip pancakes I made for all the right. boys. Jackson stuffing his face and the girls were letting the tub water run too long, so I was like, oh man. And Jackson went to go check on him and I was like, I said, tell the girls to turn off the water. So he runs to the bathroom, and his mouth's full of pancakes, and he's like, turn on the light! And Jay's like, what? He's like, turn on the light!
Beautiful.
It was funny. I laughed really hard. You might have had to been there to laugh, but I thought it was hilarious.
Any parent understands what you're doing, so it's good.
That's not even my cheese story.
Oh.
But it was the cheese story.
Oh, well, what's the cheese story?
I was in a really bad mood, and... just totally burnt out. You know.
I know.
Man, I'm so burnt out. And so it was after school, and I just tell the kids, do whatever, I'm going to my room. I just need to chill out for a little while.
Need a break.
So I go to my room, and I turn on a movie, which is bad. I shouldn't watch TV in the daytime, but whatever. So I watch a show, and Jackson knocks on the door, and he's like, can I have cheese? And I said, yes. But ask someone else to open it for you. And so he comes back a few minutes later, knock, knock, knock. And he's like, open my cheese. And I was like, ask someone else to open it for you. And then he starts freaking out and pounding on the door. And I'm like, ask Grayson to open the cheese for you. And so Grayson hears me yelling his name and comes running down the hall. And I hear him talking to Jackson like, what's wrong? And he knocks on the door and he's like, Mom. Jackson slid the cheese under the door. So he was mad because...
He couldn't get to his cheese.
He couldn't get to the cheese. And by this point, I'm like seething. So I'm like, just go get another one! And so he goes to get another cheese. And then he comes back and knocks on the door. And anyway...
Hulking out.
And he goes, can I have two cheese? And I was like, no! You just eat that cheese! And he starts crying, like wailing. And Grayson... comes back and he's like, I hear him talking to him and he's like, Mom, he wants to know if he can eat this cheese, the second cheese. And I was like, yes, eat whatever. Anyway, I know I reacted wrong. I know it was a bad parenting moment, but man, I was so mad and I felt so guilty. And then you came home, opened the door and I just hugged you.
Yes.
You're like, what's wrong? And I was like, cheese. It's the cheese.
And I was like, okay.
God. It was so awful. I'm so ashamed of myself, but I was really at my wit's end before it all started.
Yeah.
Give me a hug. I need it in my life.
I'm sorry. I love you.
No. When you say it in that voice, it doesn't feel real.
I know. Ow.
Jerk.
All right.
Wait.
You got one more story?
I think so. Oh, yeah. We've been having an issue with Jackson, which ties into our article. Okay. You don't even know about this issue. But it's an issue.
Apparently, I don't know.
Every
what this
time
issue is.
Jackson goes to the bathroom and there happens to be unflushed toilet paper in the toilet, he reaches in and moves it because it's in his peeing way.
Gross.
And every time I'm like, stop touching it. And he's like, I don't even know what he says. Like, it's gross or it's there or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first time I noticed it, I was getting ready for the day and he's always in there with me. And he said, I have to go potty. And all of a sudden I hear this like splashy noise that is not a pee stream. And I look and he's just holding a wad of toilet paper. And I was like, what are you doing? Anyway, he did this at a public bathroom.
Oh.
Not our family's toilet paper.
Awesome.
And I just about died.
I died.
And so, I don't know. I don't know how to react with him. Usually I'm like, ah! But it's not working. So.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
Nice. That's disgusting.
Oh, sorry.
But it kind of ties into maybe he should.
I know, right? So, Crystal thought of the great idea, correlating with her experiences, about how we found an article that says 5 reasons to let your kids play in the dirt.
Now, this is dirt, not used toilet paper.
Yes, it's true. But germs, dirt, all that stuff. So, we all know that we live in an age and era of, as the article puts it, hyper cleanliness.
Yes.
Where you see the moms with their, you know, if the child touches anything, come here and get hand sanitizer. You know, do this and this. And, like, it's just crazy.
I like how it's just moms.
Okay, parents.
I am offended.
Sorry, parents.
I'm just kidding.
But there's actually been a ton of research done by universities and other places that talk about the benefits of handling and even eating dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about 5 reasons why dirt is good for you.
Number 1 is dirt is good for your body.
It's good for the body.
Now, I thought this was really interesting because in a study, they talk about how there's actually maybe an evolutionary reason for the universal behavior of kids always putting things in their mouths.
Yeah, well, like dirt in their mouth, too.
Well, it just says dirty things.
Dirty things, yes.
Because, you know, every time you turn around, the little kid has something shoved in their mouth.
Something in his mouth, yep.
Worst one was used cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Barf. Okay, anyway, so there might be an evolutionary reason. And they call it the hygiene hypothesis, and they are suspecting that millions of bacteria and viruses and worms that enter the body with every spoonful of soil are necessary for your immune system.
For the healthy development of your immune system.
Right, and they say all of these organisms that live in dirt and mud and feces and untreated water have always been with us from the beginning of time. But what has happened over time is that our bodies...
We're basically not allowing them into our bodies anymore,
that's
right?
That's not what I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What happened is our bodies tolerate these bugs. And so because of their tolerance, it helps to activate our immune system. So basically, they're like our linebackers.
That's right.
In our immune system.
They're our goalies.
Right? Are they the ones that...
The linebackers are, yes. Yes, they're the ones that go and hit people.
They're the guys on sports teams.
You're special.
You're so proud of me.
That's right.
Anyway, so, there you go. That's even better. They're a police force.
They're a police force.
I like mine.
It keeps
better,
the immune system from becoming trigger happy.
Right. So now that we are fighting against this natural bacteria with being too clean, our immune systems are attacking things it should not be attacking.
Well, it's interesting. And they kind of touch on it. I'll mention it at number 3 because my comment reflects to the number 3. So I'll just go to number 2. So dirt is good for the brain. So
it's science.
A study.
He has some big words in here.
Yeah, I know. A study that was done found that bacterium naturally found in soil, which is called Mycobacterium vaccae.
We're guessing. That's what it's called.
Can accelerate learning and brighten moods by stimulating neuron growth and raising serotonin levels. And it's really interesting. They did the the study on mice and found, like, the mice that they injected with it were able to navigate a maze twice as fast, and the other ones didn't. But they also found that it also lowered the anxiety of the mice as well. So they're talking about possible using this treatment for possibly depression. And also they found out that using this bacteria in one study, they used it in lung cancer patients, and they were injected with killed versions of this bacteria. And they found out that these patients reported a better quality of life and less nausea and pain from injecting this dead bacteria into them. And now science thinks they know how it works, and they think the bacteria will be able to basically help you have better moods by activating the same set of serotonin-releasing neurons as the brain, like Prozac. So instead of getting, you know, popping pills constantly,
rub some dirt on it.
You're injecting yourself with some killed bacteria.
That sounds better.
So, but no, I mean, it's really interesting, and if you can find a more, I don't know, that's kind of a very natural way about going
right,
it, right?
Forget essential oils. Yeah. You got dirt.
That's right. You got oils, I got dirt.
It's like you know how they always call superfoods? There's always a new superfood, like right now it's
Aussie berries.
I don't know. I always call it acai when I saw it, but I learned that's not how you say it.
Aussie berries or whatever.
Yeah.
Correct us if we're wrong, people.
You know, the incredible edible egg?
No.
What? That was an old commercial. Mm. Psh, dude. No wonder you're not healthy. You didn't eat the eggs or the acai berries. But what I'm saying is now our superfood should be dirt.
That's right.
Let's just spoon feed it to him.
Let's find out another reason why it's good for us.
Okay. Way to just blow me off. Let's skip over that statement and move on.
I wasn't skipping over your statement.
You said, let's find out what else there is. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Moving on.
It's your turn.
Fine. Don't eat dirt. It's my genius plan. Dirt is good for the skin. And this one talked about how we actually have a natural germ
bacteria on our skin.
Staphylococci.
Yeah, it's a bacteria.
Isn't that just staph infection?
Yeah.
Staph. Anyway, so this one helps combat inflammation of the skin, but we are taking that away. We are...
by constantly cleaning our skin.
Right, and so this infection, it's not the infection, but staphylococci helps cut down on... inflammation and swelling, and they said, but now we are dampening down our overactive immune responses from the body. No, I'm writing that wrong. Sorry. Let's reverse that. Sorry. Staphylococci works by dampening down overactive immune responses from the body, which can lead to rashes or cuts and bruises to become swollen and painful. So, what we're doing is washing away these germs that take care of our wounds for us.
Which is interesting, because this is the comment I wanted to make on that, is when I was taking my biology class in college, my instructor said, he asked us, and he's like, and I want everyone to be honest, he's like, there's no judging here, but he's like, who here takes a shower every single day and washes your body with soap? And, you know, a bunch of people rose their hand that, you know, like, yeah, of course I take a shower every single day. And he's like, stop it. He's like, these other people are actually more clean and healthier than you are. Because he was talking about this staphylococci and other bacteria that's on our body. He's like, if you clean your body with these antibacterial soaps every single day, he's like, you're killing things that are supposed to be protecting your body. And so he's like, so it's actually healthier to, one, wash with a soap that's not antibacterial and not take a shower every single day.
I must have the healthiest body in the world.
I know. Well, it's also good for your hair too, right? If you wash your hair every single day, it's actually bad for it because it gets rid of the natural oils and stuff like that.
That's why I'm so healthy.
That's right. But I just thought that was really interesting. And obviously, you know, this shows you dirt is good for your skin as well.
And for allergies and asthma. Here's Here's another one that they tested on mice. Right? My brain's not working.
Yes.
I thought this was the mice one.
Yes, so they did do groups of study on mice. There is, studies of two groups of mice. They exposed some mice to the germs and then raised some mice into germ-free environments. And they found out that the mice that were exposed to microbes at an early life, in their early life, had better immune, they had better basically immune systems.
Well, they are less likely to have inflammatory immune cells in their lungs and colon. So they're talking about if you eat dirt, not really eat it, but if you don't worry about germs, you're not super clean, then it helps prevent asthma and inflammatory bowel diseases later on in life. Then let's all go take a mud bath because I don't want inflammatory bowels.
Not me either. But so just another perk of that. And, you know, and I bet you those mud baths anyway, I bet you they try to take out the bad things so that it could be natural mud. Like, natural mud is dirty. That's the whole point.
We should create a cookbook like The Sneaky Chef where you hide in vegetables, but we hide in dirt.
Boom.
Genius.
Well, you know that some, like, we've had friends, actually, that some pregnant women crave dirt.
But that's an iron deficiency.
I know.
But is it?
Obviously, it's good for them, though.
Maybe they are protecting their baby.
That's right.
They're
boosting. They're making super babies.
I never craved dirt.
That's because you didn't want to make a super baby.
I have super awesome babies.
That's right.
I craved chicken nuggets.
That's right.
Anyway, dirt is outdoors.
So this part of
it. Wait, you keep taking mine.
No, you took mine last one.
No. Did I? Was that the allergy one?
That's okay. You go for it.
Oh, you were leading me on.
Outdoors.
Leading me on. Okay.
Sounds like you at the beginning of our relationship. Oh!
Inappropriate. Inappropriate. See, that is not mature humor.
Then why aren't you laughing?
Fart beat. Anyway, okay, dirt is outdoors. And so they've said from the beginning of time.
Yes.
You're messing off my flow.
Messing off my flow.
Exactly. Anyway, dirt. Kids have played in the dirt. They have played in the dirt.
Wow.
Outside. Really? They've been outside.
Well, for generations, they just basically lived outside because a lot of their work and lifestyles involved just being outside constantly. And so they're talking about today where children, we are more in an indoor environment on a more regular basis, whether it's at home
or preventing our kids
or
from
at school.
Coming into contact with these germs that we've been in contact
so
with.
So being outside is healthier for you, but it's, you know, they've also, it says, you know, studies that it has profound implications on mental health, physical health, and spiritual health.
Right. I remember being a kid and sitting outside with my mud and spreading it on a rock and then licking it.
Aww.
Kids don't do that these days. It's shameful. Although I will tell
you. Why don't you give our kids some rocks with mud on them, honey, and tell them to lick it?
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah. This is what's called a mud licking rock, guys.
It's to make you superhuman. But that does remind me today at the doctor's office. We were all sitting around. We were in the actual office. And Lacey and Jay were both pretending to be cats. And Lacey switched over to a dog. So she's barking. And then all of a sudden I look down at her and she's sitting there licking the hospital chair.
Oh.
Like the metal part at the bottom that raises up and down. She's just sitting there. I was like, Lacey! Ah!
Germs!
But now I know. Lick away, little doggy.
I don't think those germs were the right type of germs.
Lick away!
So, yeah. But also being outside talks about how you actually improve your intelligence as well. Like,
right.
They talked about how the University of Michigan did a study that found that memory performance and attention spans improved by 20% after subjects spent an hour out in nature.
Just 1 hour.
Yep. And then the University of Pennsylvania found that hospital patients recover faster and need less pain medication when they are in rooms with views of trees.
Now, my question is nature, like, outside?
Yeah.
Like, if we send our kids out to our driveway, does that improve them by 20%? Or do we have to be, like, babbling brooks and trees?
I think if there's grass and trees, we'll call it a win.
We don't have trees in our yard.
We have trees in our backyard.
They don't play in the backyard.
Our neighbors have trees. And they play with
Go
our neighbors.
Go stand by the neighbor's trees, kids. We need you to pay attention.
We want you to be smart.
Eat some dirt while you're over there.
That's right. So, there you go. 5 reasons why dirt may be good for you and your children. So, yeah.
And doctors, medical chairs, and toilet paper in the toilet.
Yummy, yummy. So, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on all our social media, especially Facebook, where we are most active. And also, you can email us if you have any questions at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. Review our show on iTunes. And until next time.
Enjoy your...
Oh, I totally messed up that.
Ew, it feels wrong to say it without you.
I know.
Enjoy your circus.
Wow.
What the heck?
I was gonna
You're broken.
I was going to start until next time. Enjoy your circus. Wow. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.